Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. I've been sharing with you a little bit this week. It's challenging to try to get to you the spiritual level of the Autumn Assembly of Prayer we've just had in Branson. I'm telling you, it was like you read about in the books, but it's happening now. We've been praying about it, we've been expecting it, and I'm going to be brave enough to talk about it. This is a letter we got from a missionary to Honduras. Her name is Joanne Berend. She's from Mount Pleasant, Iowa. Dear Sister Billy, words cannot adequately express what happened to me as I connected live stream last week to many of the sessions of the Autumn Assembly. This is all on top of what happened during my visit to Prayer Mountain in early October, when I was two nights in Uncle Joe's cabin. That's one of our prayer cabins. And I participated in your Wednesday prayer. You sat down with me on the couch in the reception area to pray for me before going to record your radio broadcasts. I usually record these radio broadcasts right after the Wednesday prayer. Now she's going back to talking about the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. The breakthrough worship Thursday evening, every teaching, every impartation, through every vessel that the Holy Spirit used in every session. The awesome things that happened Saturday morning when Lynn stepped back and the Holy Ghost took things in another direction. The glorious, miraculous manifestations, visitation by the Holy Spirit Sunday evening. All these things are things that you can go online to the archived Autumn Assembly of Prayer, and you can experience. Now, my personal testimony. I have been dependent upon hearing aids in both ears for the past 5 years or more. First, just one ear, and then both. During the past year, the natural hearing had been deteriorating more. I had been praying, declaring, calling forth the manifestation of healing, a creative miracle, for some time. Sunday evening of the Autumn Assembly, as the miracles were coming from the spare parts storehouse in heaven, and Gary Wood had told us about seeing that, I called my new natural hearing devices, ears, to be brought to me by the assigned angel. Holy Spirit led me to touch my computer as a point of intensified contact. Then the Holy Spirit said to my spirit, "Take out the hearing aids." I instantly obeyed and heard perfectly, better than I had just heard with the hearing aids. I did not share with anyone for a couple of days. I praised the Lord. I tested the hearing in several ways. Then yesterday, I began to share openly with selected individuals, and last evening at my home church gathering, I shared what the Lord has done. In addition to this miracle, I am experiencing a supercharged, high-voltage increase of anointing when I pray, alone or with someone else. I return to home base in Honduras next Friday the 11th, November 11th, full and ready to minister as he opened wide those doors already prepared for me to walk through. My anticipation is growing. Praise the Lord. And in my days from now till then, I have had many divine appointments. In his wonderful love, Joanne Berend. Praise the Lord. Miracle healing for this missionary. We had other healings, other people that told us of a skin disease, a rash that they had, disappearing from their bodies. Other things, a back problem. Just so many that I can't mention here. And then we had those ministries to the groups that would come forth. Now, this one is, I heard the angels joining in praise and worship. The praise and worship was so marvelous. Here's another person writing, "The worship was divine. It was all led by the Spirit, and we attempted to follow just as he led us to go." One of the things that happened, too, was an honoring of a World War II veteran, Walter Mayberry, Boots, as we call him. He's a World War II veteran. He fought in the European theater first. He was shot down over Germany, and then he was taken into a German prisoner of war camp, where he was forced on a march. His neck was broken, and he had to crawl to make the march. And as he crawled across the floor, he came upon a little New Testament open to Psalm 91. He read that Psalm 91, and it helped him to go on that march. We have Boots, Mr. Boots Mayberry. We have him on the Monday prayer service receiving, because we have a lady, Francine Lovell. Now, I'm not sure they've got this up yet, but Francine Lovell was a little girl in France when it was under Nazi occupation. She was 9 years old when she heard the Americans were coming. And Francine is so deeply moved by her love for America that she later came to America and became a citizen of America. We have her archived on our radio and archived other places, Francine Lovell. But she did something for Boots. Boots had not been recognized for all the things, and his brother was at D-Day at Normandy. And Francine wrote, contacted the French government, and got them to issue a medal for that the French government issues to the liberators of France. And she presented that to Boots Mayberry. Oh, his story is so wonderful. It's my son Terry's desire to get that out to all the young people as he tells about his experience and God in his experience in World War II. But this lady wrote us from Tampa, Florida. I was in Branson. Oh, I was in awe of how the Lord moved. After hearing Terry Chapman tell about the heavenly rain and during the worship, I heard the Lord say, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise God, no one can stop it. I was so deeply touched by the honoring of World War II veteran Boots as Francine awarded him with a medal from France. This was truly a historic moment of healing for our two nations. I felt it honored all the brave men who fought in World War II. As a widow of a World War II veteran, an ex-POW in Germany, he was held prisoner in Stalags 4 and 6, who had also been on the Death Hunger March, who was awarded 11 medals for his distinguished military career. He fought in World War II and also in the Korean War. My stepfather was a World War II veteran in France, and my grandmother was born in Marseille, France. This touched me so much. Thank you for your obedience. Now, here's another viewpoint that I hadn't thought of, and I want you folks out there to think of it, especially you who have had someone who fought for the freedom of America. This is from Ramona Nelson in Kansas City, Missouri. During the tent meeting, while Lynn Hammond and Terry Pearsons were praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. To preface this, I must tell you that my father was killed in Vietnam in 1969. He was a tech sergeant in the Air Force stationed at Tan Sanut Air Force Base in Saigon. He was the father of 9 children, the youngest aged 3, and I am the oldest and was 18 at the time. My family was utterly destroyed by our loss and have grieved over the years. A couple of us have become prayer warriors during that time. During the meeting, the Holy Spirit said to me, "Your father paid a great price for freedom. Now you assume the position he paid for. I have saved you for this time." How many others have lost a member of the family, father, mother, brother, sister, to defending this nation? This gives you a special privilege and right in the spirit realm, because their blood was shed for the country. Gladly they laid down their lives. Now you take it up, the battle. The blood gives you the right. That was the end of the message. You see, that message had come for her out here at the Prayer Mountain as she'd watched Boots receive that commendation. And the Lord spoke to her about the special privilege that was given to those who in their family, their blood had someone in their family had actually shed blood for our freedoms. That was the end of the message. I believe it is time to call forth that special group of prayers who have lost a loved one in one war or another for the United States of America. I will do my part praying from here in Kansas City. I leave the message to you to pray over and determine its validity. Ramona Nelson, Joint Heirs with Christ Ministry. I said today as I read this on our noon prayer, streaming prayer, it agrees with my spirit. I think it's right. I think it's another ground that we can stand on when we pray for leaders in America that hear God, that work with God's purposes, that work with God's purposes for Israel. Of course, we have the stand on the blood of Jesus, but there are others who have the stand because they're her father's blood was shed for this country. She has a right to stand there before the throne of God and to ask for godly leaders. Now, she said this word came to her during, and I'm sure God did a lot of healing in her life too. But she said, during this Monday prayer meeting, here's the word of the Lord. I'm going to read you the word of the Lord that came to her one more time. Bless the Lord. Your father paid a great price for freedom. Now you assume the position he paid for. I have saved you for this time. How many others have lost a member of the family, father, mother, brother, sister, to defending this nation? This gives you a special privilege and right in the spirit realm because their blood was shed for the country. Gladly they laid down their lives. Now you all take it up, the battle. The blood gives you the right. And so I think that I'm right in challenging you, challenging all of us to lift up America. America is in a dire position. One thing will save America, an awakening to God. And we stand believing that God brought up this country to reach its destiny and for his use. But there are some of you who have even more than others. In my own family, no one gave up their lives except my mother's cousin, my father's cousin. It wasn't like my father or my grandfather who died, but they lost cousins who did. And the Lord said to them, they laid down their lives. Now you all take it up. The battle, the blood gives you the right. So I'm challenging you, especially you who have fought. You didn't have to have died in the battle or your loved one have died. They put their lives on the line. And so we put our lives right up there. We love not our lives to the death. We'll take time to pray when we might want to do something else. We'll take time to follow God and to pray for the United States of America, that it will reach its destiny and that God will give us leaders. I did a book. I put all my prayer letters together in a book. For $5, you can have this book. It gives the whole story of how we've been praying for the awakening, all the things I looked up for 2 years. It's only $5. You can get it from us just right for the prayer letters or phone 1-800-972-3447. Just phone 1-800-972-3447 and ask for the book of Billy Brim's Prayer Letters. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom. Join us again tomorrow.